Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to
I Have a Strange Story podcast.
So this is a podcast where two sisters who live states apart retell people's strange and paranormal stories and experiences. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Rebecca.
And this is the show live and recorded. I see Marissa. So one of our live listeners has a magnet of Wilson banana hat, which is really
cute.
That
is really cute.
I didn't know if anybody would buy Wilson banana hat magnets.
I think that he's a favorite.
He's a star.
He is. He's more famous than this podcast.
And his mask.
Oh my God.
That is so cool.
I have his mask.
I don't even
too.
Have a mask with a cat on it. I love it.
That's so cute.
Anyway, so thanks everybody. We have people tuning in live, and then we are also recording for our show, I Have a Strange Story. And so today, I don't think we had any announcements. Besides, I made it back to Texas. Obviously, I'm not with Rebecca anymore. It was sad to go. I certainly love Colorado and I loved being with you and John and Kiki. Sorry.
Woo.
I had to run through a list of all these animals' names and I was like, what the fuck is their cat's name?
And all of my dead pets' names.
I'm so sorry. Like they all went through my head.
I even think
like Wilson went through my head. Yeah. Sorry. Mm-hmm. So I think that's it for announcements. We made it back and the weather in Texas is better. Don't pay your electricity bill. Let's get started. Don't pay that expensive electricity bill that comes to you.
Yeah.
It's price gouging. Don't do it. And take off automatic payments if you're in Texas so that you don't have to pay the bill. Anyways, should we get started? I guess, do we need to get started with our story since we have no announcements here?
Yeah. I don't have anything.
Okay.
If you want to go first, because I think this is lucky number even...
116.
Yeah.
So I have a story, and I don't know if this is specific to Texas or not. This is about a restaurant called Dairy Queen. DQ. That's what I like about Texas. Like, that's what they say. So I don't know. Is Dairy Queen just Texas? I don't know if anybody's from out of Texas, but do y'all have Dairy Queens? This is a story about a haunted Dairy Queen that I'm going to share with everybody. So a little bit about the history of Dairy Queen or of this Dairy Queen. So the property historically that this Dairy Queen was built on is a public pool. But eventually the pool was filled in and the first phase of Dairy Queen was built. So the first phase of Dairy Queen was an ice cream side. So this Dairy Queen was built in the 50s. It looks like somebody did respond and there is a Dairy Queen in Pennsylvania. So that's fucking cool. Okay. Either way, they built the side. All it was ice cream. The next few years, they built another building for Dairy Queen, and this is where the grill was. And then they built a lobby in between the two buildings and connected them. And then it became a Dairy Queen with a grill on one side, ice cream on the other side. And then eventually they built like a, what is it? A drive-thru.
That's okay. Genius.
Okay, they had... I know. It's really cool,
yeah.
Right? I like it. It's old school. We should invest in that building and then just take over the Dairy Queen and own it our own.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, that's the history of the building. So this person started working there when they were 18 years old. And these two sides of Dairy Queen. And they started noticing kind of weird things. They started noticing some sounds. They started noticing things missing or moving. And they also kind of started seeing things like out of the corner of their eyes. So they would see something, they would turn, and then it wouldn't be there. I can relate. All of these things happen to me, I think, on a fucking daily basis. So, like, I hear you. This is your story, Marissa. okay, so, or things just wouldn't be where they were left. So she noticed that as things went on, staff just kind of passed on this rhetoric or this folklore that they would say, oh, things went missing, or oh, you didn't hear anything. That had to be Millie. And they'd be like, oh, Millie. And Millie was a supervisor or a manager who had worked there for years. And she hated teenagers. That's my favorite fact about Millie. So she's a supervisor of a chain that probably generally has teenagers. And teenagers come to Dairy Queen all the time, right?
Yeah.
And so she fucking hated teenagers. That's my favorite story about, bless Millie, that's what lived on about her. But she worked there for years. Everybody knew who she was. People would even come into the store and ask about Millie. So this is, you know, pretty cool person, been there a while. Everybody knew who she was. And so we have a couple stories from this Dairy Queen about weird stuff that happened. So one time, when she was walking from the back of the kitchen to the front, she saw someone out of the corner of her eye on the chill side, is what it's called. And they were, oh gosh, I can't read my own handwriting. Oh man. They looked like a woman wearing a red shirt. She had short, curly blonde hair. She had like big 80s glasses. Okay. And what she was, so she was in the kitchen in the back. So she looked over and this person was like leaning over the counter. They were leaning over the counter and they were resting like their head. Like that's a pretty normal stance, right? It's a slow day. So this person was leaning over like that. Red shirt, curly blonde hair, big 80s glasses. She saw her. They looked at each other and this person stared at her for a while. She looked away and then the person was gone. And it was probably just Millie fucking hanging out on the counter, bothering everybody, scaring everybody, maybe. I don't
hating,
know.
Hating everybody there.
Right? Mm-hmm. And she's like, why are you in my Dairy Queen? Like, I don't know, dude, Millie. Millie's a good name, though. Millie doesn't seem like a, right? You don't hear a lot of stories about Millie. It's not like you hear stories about, like, Karen. Is unfortunately a name that people use a lot to describe. But Millie doesn't have a negative connotation with it. Besides that, nope, that's it.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Hmm. Millie. I'm going to start using it around my house. Okay. So here's another story from Dairy Queen. So one day she's opening the grill side on the that side of the kitchen where they grill shit. There's three of them in the store. This is prior to open, so nobody else was there. So they're on the grill side opening in the back of the kitchen, and they just hear all of a sudden this really, really big boom and a blood-curdling scream. Mm-hmm. And so they ran up to the front to see where the other girl was who was working, and they just had, like, big eyes. And they were like, what was that? And so they go to the other side, and they're like, hey, this is what happened. Did you hear that? What was that noise? And the other person is like, I didn't hear anything. But it's this huge boom and a loud curdling scream, right? And they didn't hear it. And then she said everything was okay because they didn't hear anything. And so they just kind of like picked up and moved on with their day. So here's another story from this Dairy Queen. One day she's at the counter on a grill side. She's up front by herself, and there were two customers in front of her, and they're just kind of looking up at the menu, trying to decide what they want to order. And she's standing there just waiting. And then all of a sudden she looks, and I think that this shelf was kind of behind the people who were ordering. It was on a wall, and there were booster seats that were there. And for those of you, do they still have booster seats? I don't even know if we still have booster seats.
I don't know
anymore.
The last time I went to a restaurant where they had those.
I don't,
but we don't right? have children, so.
Oh, we don't pay attention to those things. Yeah. So if you don't know what a booster seat is, it's like this seat that you put in a chair so that a child can sit higher up on the table and like comfortably. It's like adaptive equipment, right? Mm. They still have booster seats according. I can't read names. I'm so sorry because I have to get real close and then I look funny. And I'm very vain. Yeah. And so I'm not going to get close to the camera. But either way, there's these booster seats and the booster seats just come fucking flying off the shelf. And it appears as if it's like somebody just fucking shoved them with all their force. Mm. And so these seats went flying and then they landed behind the customers who were looking up at the menu and they scream and they're startled. And they were even like, how the fuck did that happen? They were like, there's no way that those could have flown off like that. Like, that's really weird. And she's like, it is weird. And like, then that's the end of that story. Shit. Right. She's like, that's just what happens here. And she's probably like, fucking Millie. Okay, so but then this is the creepiest story that she has to share, and it's actually it's the shortest, but it is pretty creepy. So she's by herself in the kitchen, and she was cleaning the kitchen. She took a step back, and as she took a step back, she bumped into somebody behind her. And so she was like, "Hey, I'm sorry." And as she turned to tell the person they were sorry, nobody was there.
Oh, no.
I know. And I can just imagine like feeling the body warmth, feeling the foot, feeling the hip and like the arm. You know what I mean? Like she bumped into full body, right? Mm-hmm. Thank you for happy birthday. I appreciate it. Sorry, someone said happy birthday on the... We're going to have to get used to going from live to and then keeping in mind the show. I am, not you. It's me. Okay. And so then this is the latest update is that they've been seeing a lot of doppelgangers in this Dairy Queen, and it's like their co-workers doppelgangers. Mm-hmm. Which I'm just gonna go ahead and tell you right now, fucking run
yeah. If you can,
doppelgangers. Oh my gosh. But then you also have to ask, like, are the doppelgangers... So this is what's happening is that she'll go in the lobby, and in the lobby of the Dairy Queen she'll see her co-worker, and then she'll go to the back in the kitchen, and then the coworker is there in the back in the kitchen, right? And so, like, are they seeing each other? Because if they are seeing each other, that means the world is going to end soon. And the way these couple of years have gone, I think it's going to happen.
And it's all going to be because of that Dairy Queen.
It's that Dairy Queen.
Jesus.
It's going to kill us. Yeah, run for your life from those doppelgangers. Mm-hmm. Okay, but here's the other thing that I'm thinking. That could be like an area that has a lot of just spirits drawn to it, right? It's a haunted area for whatever reason. It used to be a public pool. People could have died there, and there could be spirits attached. there could be spirits attached to the area. What else could there be? What else is going on here? What I can tell you is there's some parallels between myself and this person with like hearing noises and loud booms. I feel like I'm going crazy because recently in the apartment, there were these such loud booms that I said, I think the pipes busted. Like that's how fucking loud I'm saying. And our whole floor shook. And it happened twice. And I finally called the police because I was like, what the fuck is going on? So nobody else heard it. We even knocked on other people's doors and we were like, did y'all hear that? Like those loud bangs. And first of all, nobody went into the door. We had masks on, just to put that out there. Only one person answered the door and they're like, yeah, I think that this little boy plays with blinds. And I was like, you motherfucker. That is not what we heard. And then so I'm like, dude, I have a poltergeist in my apartment and it doesn't impact anybody else. I've complained about it. I've said I hear something in the kitchen and it's progressively gotten worse. It's weird.
That is weird.
So I want you to know those loud booms that you heard and the blood-curdling scream, like you heard it. It was real. It's just only wanted you to hear it.
Lindsay, you just have experience with this kind of stuff. It's weird. Things just follow you and they have been.
I know. I saged the shit out of that, everybody. I did. Mm-hmm. I had sage and I was like, just get out. I was like, even if I know you, I was like, just leave. I just don't, like, leave me alone. And it got worse after that because I don't know what I'm doing.
You know what? Sometimes it's not you, it's them. I mean that. Like, okay. It's not because you don't know what you're doing. You're doing the best that you can and you're doing what all the internets tell you to do. But
right? And the witch TikTok, that's what it tells me to do, too.
Yeah, the witch TikTok tells you to do that, and you do it. And I think that we have said the same thing to other people to do that thing. You know, you might need, like, somebody professional to come in.
Oh, geez, and help me. Help me. Mm-hmm. Listen, this is what I think needs to happen with the Dairy Queen. I think it needs to be burned to the ground. If we are talking doppelganger shit, like that's intense. That is intense and it's scary and it's real. Just be careful. I don't want to scare you, but just be careful. because doppelgangers aren't nice. There's always something sinister behind it, right?
Yeah.
There's always something sinister behind doppelgangers. There's nothing good to ever come of them. And so I would just really say be very careful. And it looks like this is exciting because on our live feed, we have people like giving us information. And somebody has said as a witch that they recommend having protection jewelry. That's a really great idea for myself and also for this Dairy Queen. So we need to look into protection jewelry. That's a really good idea.
Yeah. And
I like
try burning rosemary. And I gave you,
somebody else said try burning rosemary.
Yeah. That's what, Marissa said, try burning rosemary, her own
and crystals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Heidi, we'll have to get with you to see what type of crystals you think that she should use. Or maybe just leave them in the comments.
Yes, please. Because it sounds like a couple people need help.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. And like, just like for myself, like we're saying burn sage, burn rosemary. It's the same thing for you, girl. Like, do it. And people may make fun of you, but it doesn't matter. Yeah, don't worry about what anybody says or does. Like, just do what you need to do to feel better. Because it's kind of, it's a scary situation, especially doppelgangers, man.
Yeah, that's... That's freaky shit right there.
I know.
Yeah.
So that's my story.
Good story. Thank you for letting us share that, Marissa.
Yeah, Marissa.
Marissa.
So Marissa is actually listening to us right now, and she says that she has to carry crystals with her when she works because it's so negative there. I believe you. Somebody else said use red jasper obsidian. Mm-hmm. And that's a protective stone as well. This is cool, guys. Thank you so much. This is awesome information to have.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyways, that's the first part with my story. Were we going to do anything else? Didn't we talk about pausing in the middle to do something and then going?
Yeah, just I wanted to give a shout out to everybody. But like you are frozen right now and it's hard to hear you, but I just wanted to
you're frozen too.
Well, you can hear me though, right? Ooh, we're talking about doppelgangers and they're like
oh my god, these lights just blinked in this
god
room
damn it
in.
Like real I'm shit done. Is happening right now,
good lord.
Yeah. So I just wanted to give a shout out to everybody that has joined. Thank you so much, Marissa, Heidi, Danae. It looks like Ed is on here. Let's see who else. Phoebe, who I'm going to tell your story next, JB Vamp, and our paranormal podcast folks are here. So happy to see you. Thank you for coming. We really appreciate you guys. It's so much fun to have you guys live and getting like feedback automatically is very helpful.
It's fun.
Yeah, Lindsay's gonna probably take some of that to heart and protect yourself.
Oh my god, yeah. Absolutely,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, protect yourself. Hi, Thiago.
Yeah, I appreciate it, everybody. Well, you know, I'm not very good at all this technology stuff, everybody, but...
You're doing great.
Anyways, do you have any stories to share?
Of course, I have a story. And our listener, the person who allowed me to retell their story is on here. And it is an interesting one that I did a lot of research on, way more than I thought that I was going to. So I'm just going to get into it. So this experience started whenever she was about 9 or 10 years old. And she was with her family and they were driving home from the grocery store. She says that she was driving home on a dirt kind of gravel road and they were driving through the woods. And so there's woods on either side of them. And I can imagine that it's fucking dark outside. So they were just hanging out in the car and she is in like the middle row of a minivan. And she's in the middle seat.
Okay.
So she's got kind of the best seat in the house where she can see. And
you think so? Unless there's people on either side of
her. True. I don't know exactly what the seating arrangement was with everybody else, but she was in the middle seat. She could see straight ahead.
Okay.
And she was just having a fun time. She was hanging out with her siblings. They were talking and kind of goofing off. It sounds like a really nice family moment until... she, let's see, until she saw it. And it was this creature that was crouched in the road. And she said it looked exactly like the rake, I say in quotations. It was pale green or pale gray and freakishly slender. And its eyes were like reflectors. So I imagine it was like reflecting like a cat's eye.
Yeah. I see where this is going.
Yeah. And she said... Yeah. She freaked out and screamed something like, "What is that?" And she said both of her parents looked behind and they asked her what she was talking about. And she was just really upset. She burst into tears and then she saw it run behind a tree. She said it was very tall and she watched it and it peeked from behind a few of the trees. And she explains what it looks like to her mom. And her mom is just like, she's mad at her a little bit, and she didn't believe her. Mm. And she thought, her mom thought, you're just trying to scare your siblings. Because at the time, she would watch real ghosts caught on tape on YouTube.
Yeah, that's scary
shit. Yeah, and she would show her siblings. And that would frighten them, and they would have nightmares.
Okay, so she's already into this.
Yeah.
Clearly, because she sent this story to us. However, it's been something that she's been into for a long time. And so, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Thank you.
And so her dad said it was probably just a deer, but whenever they passed by the trees, she saw it run behind the tree. And then whenever they're kind of driving further away, she looked around, there was nothing there. And she was just kind of confused and thought maybe she had imagined it. But when they got home, her dad said he saw something too. He said he saw it out of the corner of his eye, but he didn't get a good look at it because she started to scream. And so he was checking on her. So there's a couple of things going on with this. And I don't know, Lindsay, if have you heard of the rake?
I have. I don't know a lot about it, but I've heard of it.
Okay. So apparently the rake is a creepypasta type of character. I think it's just something that's made up. But it's the same description. Like, lanky, skinny, fucking creepy as hell. It crawls on all fours. And,
I mean, that's the worst. It's crawling on all fours. There's just something about that.
I know. Yeah. And
jeez, and being real skinny.
Of that is just disgusting. And so so these creatures are typically found in the forest, seen in the United States and Canada. And just like I said, they're tall, lanky, they're gray with no hair. They have extremely sharp claws and teeth, and they have sunken eyes. And then they also are very fast. They crawl.
Oh, no.
They crawl around on all fours.
You add, like, the quickiness and, like, the twitching. You know what I mean? Like, with those creepy characters. Yeah. Like, oh, jeez.
Yeah, this is that. And it's said that they're known to be aggressive and attack animals and humans. So the thing is, though, is I actually could not find a whole lot about crawlers. And I don't know if they're called something else, but I would look up crawlers, cryptid, crawlers, whatever. Crawlers. Uh-huh. Crawlers. Crawlers. And I got a lot of jeeps. Yeah. Phoebe said that a lot of people were telling her in the comments that it was a crawler. And so that's kind of what made me go down that path of crawler. And so I found one website and that had some information, and they talk about it being like a Native American thing. So then I tried to dive deep into Native American cryptids, and I didn't see anything that was necessarily called a crawler. Doesn't mean that it wasn't one, but it may have been called something else that I just don't know what the name is. So I couldn't really find a whole lot about the crawler, unfortunately, but if you Google it, it looks just like what I imagine she saw. So I found some other things that are similar. And I thought that maybe it could be one of these type of creatures. And because at first she thought it was a skinwalker. And she was talking to her boyfriend about it one night. And like skinwalkers are so frightening to her boyfriend that he's like, we're not talking about this after dark. Which I get.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot can't happen after dark. There's just something about it that makes it all worse. I don't know.
We just...
If those loud booms for me happened at day, I wouldn't be scared. But when it happens at night, I'm terrified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get it.
So what I found, though, that are similar to the description of a crawler, but I don't think that it was a skinwalker either. I mean, it could be, because a skinwalker in Native American folklore is typically a person who can shapeshift, but generally they are a creature like an animal. Like they can morph into like a coyote or a bird or a wolf, but there's always something kind of off about them. They're there's just something wrong about them. Like they have human eyes, mm-hmm. or they can speak, or they have like a plaid shirt on. I don't know. They're just...
Yeah, there's always something that kind of gives them away, that there's a human component to it, usually.
Exactly.
With skinwalkers. Yeah.
So something similar that I found was the Dover Demon and a Wendigo. So I'm going to talk... I'm going to talk a little bit... I went there. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Dover Demon at first, because the Dover Demon, okay. If you've ever seen a picture of this, it does sound similar to what she saw. So these have very large eyes and large heads, and they walk around on all fours, as far as I know, and they have long tendril-like fingers. And the reason why they're called a Dover Demon is because they were seen, or one was seen in Dover, Massachusetts. And that was like in the 70s. It was a couple of teenagers, I think, that sighted it. And I don't know if it's been spotted again, but it does sound similar to what she was describing. If you look up Dover Demon, it is freakishly like alien looking.
Like Bad News Bears.
Yeah, just something you do not want to see at night or during the day or any time, actually. And then the other thing that I'm going to talk about is the Wendigo. And I know that there are a lot of pop culture references to Wendigos and how they appear. And what we think of whenever we say Wendigo is a tall creature with a stag head, usually antlers, or a stag skull. And what that is just Hollywood taking over and giving mm-hmm. them those features. It doesn't mean that you're not going to see this creature and assume that it is a Wendigo somewhere else, because people may be seeing this out there with similar traits, and it might be a Wendigo that maybe is just now shape-shifting to what people are used to, are thinking that they're seeing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because the OG Wendigo was a human head.
Yeah.
And then for whatever reason, it was westernized, and it was Americans who put the deer head or the antlers on mm-hmm. it. It looks cool. I like
it. Yeah, I do too.
I made a Wendigo mask. Mm-hmm. I'll get a Wendigo tattoo with antlers. Like, I like it a lot. But it's usually a human head.
Yeah, it's so what I have in here is that it's typically a creature that it's a human that is emaciated with an insatiable taste for human flesh. They were once human themselves, and it was a human that's basically punished for committing crimes like cannibalism. And what this is type kind of in the Native American culture is a warning against greed. And I just kind of a warning to not eat people, I guess. So I'm thinking that maybe she saw a Wendigo too. Like, that could definitely be a possibility. Like,
yeah, and because sometimes their eyes glow red too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I thought that, but so that's why I thought that this story was so interesting. It kind of took me down an adventure on trying to figure out what she saw, and I think that
it's a whodunit situation.
Whodunit? Yeah.
Whodunit?
Who are you?
Was it a skinwalker? Was it a Wendigo? Was it a witch?
Was it a...
Have we talked about that?
We haven't talked about that. Do you want to... I mean, I don't... I think that maybe... Maybe a stereotypical witch? Like, I don't know, dude. Because I think that witch is a different term now.
I mean, it is used differently. There's all different ways to use it. So whenever I'm saying witch that would have done something like that, I'm thinking Harry Potter... What's the witch's name who tortured Neville's parents?
Bellatrix Lestrange.
Yeah, I'm thinking of her.
Okay.
An evil witch.
Okay. Okay.
Like Slytherin.
Okay.
Not that all Slytherin are evil, but you know what I mean, everybody.
Yeah. So Wendigos were human someday. Yes, that is true. Wendigo curse was an actual medical condition for quite a while. Yes, Lindsay actually talked about that. And they did use the term Wendigo to describe people with mental illness or mental conditions.
And it, typically they would eat
Wendigo psychosis. Sorry. It was a term given to people that became cannibals. Right? Mm-hmm. I think that you talked a lot about that at one point.
We've talked about it on other episodes. We have a lot of episodes that we get into Wendigos, mm-hmm. and so sometimes we just kind of gloss over the topic.
Yeah.
And don't talk about it as much, but that's right, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, it was a very interesting, whatever you saw out there, be it Wendigo, Dover Demon, Skinwalker, or Crawler, we will never know. So you can probably label it for whatever you want, whatever you feel like you saw it was. Does that make sense? Yeah. Whatever you feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And
whatever you think you saw, that's all you can chalk it up
exactly,
to.
Exactly. Yeah.
Is the word chalk? Do you say chalk it up to? Is it shock?
Chalk.
Do you know?
I think it's chalk.
Chalk.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's it.
Thanks, everybody.
We smart ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you, Phoebe, for letting us share your story. It was very, very interesting. And I kind of want to look more into Native American. Okay. Heidi says chalk. Thank you, Heidi. Yeah. Chalk. And I kind of want to look into Native American folklore to see if there is something that I can find that's more descriptive. And I just say Native American because we're from the United States. I didn't even ask you, Phoebe, where you were from, but.
Oh yeah, that's mm-hmm. true. I guess we'd have to consider region.
We did have to consider region. Exactly. Yeah. And even nationality, because I know that some people can bring over supernatural spirits from where they moved from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it looks like Phoebe's from Maryland.
Okay.
So that makes sense for up north in the United States.
Exactly. Yeah.
From what we know.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I guess that's all I have. Sorry. I was thinking of stuff from Ireland, but I was like, I've already talked about that shit.
It's okay.
Sorry. Got excited. It's live. I fucked up, everybody.
You didn't.
I got excited and there was no reason to get excited. Anyways, okay, so that's it? Are we done? Do we have anything else to add?
I don't have anything else. Do you have any idea what you think, or do you have any ideas about this?
I mean, I think as you talked about it, I sincerely thought Skinwalker or Wendigo. That was my gut feeling. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, so the only thing is with, and this is a silly thing, and it may not be true, but based on what I've read about Wendigos, they typically don't crawl. I could be wrong. But typically they're bipedal or bipedal. Mm-hmm. And so them crawling, I don't really see, but I could be wrong. I'm not sure if you have any insight on that.
I feel like I almost spilled my wine. I feel like the most times we hear about Wendigos is they are luring creatures. And so you'll hear a voice in the woods or a voice outside your window, and they basically are mimicking a sound that you're familiar to, whether it be your dog or your family member or a friend. And I think that actually having a visual on these creatures is not as common as hearing it first, mm-hmm. because I don't think that mm-hmm. they necessarily want to be seen. I, you know, they don't probably don't have
I agree.
A whole lot of energy to burn. Yeah. And so they want you.
'Cause they're so hungry.
Yeah. There is another creature that is in the Native American folklore that they talked about in the Reddit comments of this story. And I think somebody called it a reach around, but it's a hide behind.
It sounds just as yeah. bad. You didn't change anything by calling it that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. It's so freaking immature of me to laugh at that, but.
Mm-hmm. Me too. It's okay.
But the.
I am noticing my hair is getting more. It's changing more and more the more I drink.
I like the way that your bangs look. But, but yeah, a hide behind is similar in the way that she describes it, hiding behind the trees and then disappearing. And it is such a good hunter that typically you don't see it. But it is described as like a tall, hairy beast, which yeah. this is not.
Wait, a Wendigo?
No, a hide behind.
Okay, the story?
A hide behind.
The hide behind. Oh, fuck. Okay, hide behind. Yes. Jeez.
Does it buy you dinner first? Nope.
It's awful. Like, what an insult.
No, it attacks you, takes you to its lair, and then eats your entrails.
It's awful.
Yeah, you don't want to not see this guy.
Yeah, so I mean I don't necessarily think it was a Wendigo for that reason. It's definitely creep factor if it was crawling, but I didn't feel that way. So it fell to me more of Skinwalker. Because also for some reason, I keep thinking of like a praying mantis. Mm. And I don't know why, but I think of I'm thinking of something really skinny.
Oh, like a gray alien?
Yeah, like just something. But, you know, usually graylians are, you know, they're bipedal. They're not going to be crawling somewhere. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just super creepy. I don't think it's a Wendigo. Skinwalker is more of where I'd go because it changed into something. Mm-hmm. I wish we would have seen more of its body.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like she just kind of got a brief glimpse of it.
Like a glimpse uh-huh. of it. Yeah. It's very hard to tell. Like you said, all we can do is kind of like, whatever you feel like it is, then that's what we go yeah. with. And then if you get real passionate and like research it and then start a podcast about it, that's cool too.
Yeah. Yeah. Invite us on your show.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll invite you on our
we'll
show.
We'll add some good content. Like look at us.
Drinking on a Thursday.
Who wouldn't want us on their show?
I don't know. Okay. Well, I think that's all I've got.
Okay, that's all I have too. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you guys for joining the show and for giving us your stories. We'd be happy to read and share your story with other people. If you would like us to do that, you can send it to ihaveastrangestorypodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, and subscribe, rate, and review us. If you give us a review, please give us a nice review and take a snapshot of it. Send it to our email address with your mailing address, and we will mail you some stickers.
Mm-hmm. And I guess until next time,
goodbye.
That's the...